Like this show and want to make your own? Let me tell you about Anchor. It's the site that I use for my podcast, and best part, it's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. And Anchor will even distribute the podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. The day you had today kind of inspired this episode a little bit.
Really?
Where the fuck do we go from here? Where to go from here? So these are all stories that are a little dramatic, a little out there. And when you finish them, they're like, they leave you with this like, I don't even know feeling.
Damn.
I feel like that's most of the stories.
Yeah, but maybe these ones more so.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of like on one today, so I'm really excited to be just a whippersnapper. But okay. Who knows? I might come out real calm. I might be way too much. I don't really know. I don't know how my reactions are going to be, but I know that.
I'm loving your energy so far.
Thank you.
Yeah, let's
I think you're like on edge. You're ready to rock. This is going to be good.
You know what I really want to do and I'm going to do?
Okay.
One of those like things where you break everything. What's it called?
Oh, a rage room?
Yes.
I'll go.
Yes.
I need to get some anger out. After the information I found out today, I need to get some anger out as well.
But I actually did want to say something because me and Justin just realized we haven't seen each other in a minute. And I listened to the episode with you and Morgan, and I thought it was so sweet that you mentioned multiple times why you respect Morgan.
So sweet. You know, someone left a comment on the YouTube today and I sent it to you, but they were like, I just love the episodes with Morgan and Justin, like watching such like a healthy, respectful relationship. I was like, oh my God, that's great. Cause this this is my first one.
They are sweet. I like them too. But then I'm like, wait, but don't take my place, Justin.
I just don't even remember these things. Cause it's just me.
You black out when it happens.
No, just like...
Not like off of alcohol, but just off of like excitement.
Yeah. I mean, I just speak my mind and these things happen.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we ready now?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Dive in. Hi, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Two Hot Takes. I'm your host, Morgan.
And I'm Justin.
And I'm Lauren.
Wow. This is going to be an interesting trio. We've been doing a lot of trios. I'm kind of liking them so far.
Same.
Okay. Like I said, where do we go from here? We're going to start off with some listener write-ins again.
It'll be my first one.
Oh, you haven't had a listener write-in. They're really good. We've got a great community out there that is very willing to share. So she writes in, I'd love to hear your hot takes on my current boyfriend situation. So here goes. I've been with my partner for 4.5 years and everything in our relationship is really good. Great even. We have so much fun together and he looks after me well. But we've had one consistent issue in our relationship from the start. We have an open phone policy, and I've never felt the need to go through his phone because I was never suspicious of him for any reason. But when I was going through his photo library to send myself some photos we took on his phone at an engagement party, I discovered he had been screenshotting and saving photos of my 3 best friends, housemate, and his close female friends, and other girls we know for his, wank bank.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. I confronted him because obviously this made me super uncomfortable and I felt like it was disrespectful to me and to all of our girlfriends. He promised this behavior would end, but over the last 4 years, I keep accidentally stumbling across the same thing time and time again, which was terrible for my self-esteem because I now knew what he was thinking of when my friends or his friends were around. And also, I put a lot of energy into my nudes, goddammit. Anyways, recently I had the feeling it was happening again due to the bathroom doors being locked during extra long showers when they usually wouldn't be, as he normally likes me to join him, and he doesn't seem interested in having sex with me. I checked his phone, hoping I was wrong and I could put my suspicions to bed, but it was worse than I ever could have imagined. He had been logging into my accounts on my laptop when I wasn't home and going through my messages with my girlfriends and stealing lingerie pictures they had sent me when trying on some new stuff before. A hot date and other photos of my friends they had sent me in complete confidence, plus accessing my friends' private accounts on my laptop, taking photos of the pics on the accounts that he liked, and then wiping my history. He went so far as to crop all the pictures nicely. This was well thought out. There was also pics of his ex-girlfriend, who we still hang out with, and a lot of the photos of these girls were just normal selfies of their faces, which made it super personal. He promised to stop this time, but I keep hearing that, not to mention the trust is gone, and now when I check his phone, everything is a little too squeaky clean. I've also had issues in the past where I have had to call him out on extremely flirty texts to his girlfriends, and he swears he didn't realize it looks that way, and he's just naive. He would get super angry at me if I felt uncomfortable by how close he was getting to these girls, and now that I know he was using their photos in his alone time, I feel like I absolutely had reason to be worried and feel gaslit as fuck. I feel like my best friends deserve to know he's logged onto my laptop multiple times over the last 4 years and stolen photos of them from me so they can block him if they wish. But how the fuck do I tell someone that kind of thing? My best friend thinks I should tell all the other girls involved. Little does she know, she's one of them.
She probably assumes, though. She's got to assume. Even if she's like, yeah, you got to tell all the girls involved, I'm sure she probably is like, I might be one of them, whether my friend knows it or not.
I don't think, like, say this was happening with our friend group and your boyfriend, I wouldn't think I was involved. If you were telling me, I feel like you were telling, I think I would feel like you were telling me because I'm not involved. And I also, like, for me, I'm like, I just can't imagine, like, me being included. Like, I don't know if that's like a...
Oh, stop it. I feel like if Lauren came to you and was telling you this, it would be one of the first things is like, yeah, you were part of it.
Well, yeah, because she would tell me.
Right.
I don't think she'd hold, well, you might hold back. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think, actually, you're right, because I think I probably would try to find a friend that was not involved and then tell them. You're right.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't go to a friend. I wouldn't, if you were involved, like, I would tell you.
Yeah.
But I would try to find someone else who wasn't involved. You know,
you'd want
to
get a good read on this, the whole situation before.
Yeah. But that's besides the point, because this is just so far gone.
Outrageous.
Oh my God. I can't even imagine how I would feel if I was this girl. I feel so bad for her. Especially she made the comment about her nudes that she spent a lot of time
on. She puts a lot of work into them.
I mean, the fact that she even gives this motherfucker nude, it's like, I know. Fuck him.
And still does.
Oh. Yeah. He needs to absolutely go. I don't care how good their relationship is. That is the most ultimate form of disrespect out there.
Well, the fact that it's been occurring multiple times over 4 years. One time, okay, like.
Still no. Still no for me, at least.
Like if Justin was like, yeah, you know, Lauren and Alejandra really do it for me. I'd be like, no. Well. What the fuck?
Yeah, but
like,
I mean,
what do you think of me? Because we're like, none of us are really comparable. Like, it's just
and
kind
even
of
if
like
they
a,
were, it doesn't matter. It's so disrespectful.
It's weird. It's
well,
creepy.
How can you do anything normally again?
Yeah, I wouldn't trust you around my friends. Kind of like what she said. She's like, now that I know that he does this, how can I look at his interactions with his girlfriends the same? You can't. You know what sucks though? They sound like their friend group is really intertwined. So it sounds like even if she gets rid of him, like breaks up, that like he's still going to be around a little bit.
Well, whatever guy friends are involved, I think they should be like, dude, what the fuck is your problem? Like, not only was he being sketchy, but he was also invading her privacy. He was sneaking into her stuff and like things that were not for him. Like, still shitty if he was doing this to public pictures, but these were pictures that were private.
Intimately sent to their friend.
Yeah.
I think that's the worst part. He hacked her.
Mm-hmm.
He was so desperate to see these girls that he hacked her.
And on top of this, what's so disgusting to me is that if she leaves him, which I think that she should, but it's up to her, she's going to be added to that collection.
Yeah.
Next girl true. He starts dating, she's going to be a part of it. His little creepy spank bank.
Well, yeah, and it seems like all of the times she's either given the ultimatum or just said she wasn't cool with it, I just think he probably doesn't think she'll leave. Because you wouldn't go multiple times. I feel like...
It's the little boy who cried wolf.
Like, yeah, I feel like, I mean, it would never be, but if it were me and you, you would be like, dude, like, no. Almost take it down a level from this, and it's just like a one-time weird thing where it's not as serious with friends and stuff. Mm-hmm. You still would be like, what the fuck? And then there would be no second time.
Yeah.
And if it did happen, you'd be like, all right, see ya.
Yeah.
How would you handle this if it was the other way around and you found out that Morgan was doing this with your friends and you and she said, you know, it's like this weird addiction thing. It's not anything serious. I love you. It's just this weird like compulsive like
yeah
whatever addiction. How would you handle it?
I think at some point you just need to make a choice for yourself. And is that really something you want to go forward with? And for me, it'd just kind of be like, well, I guess this isn't the right person. This is just not right. This is just weird. So in any kind of situation like that, if it continues to happen and they have a problem or whatever, then I still think it's the same deal.
Yeah.
Same. So, yeah. I just can't even imagine being in this situation. Mm-hmm. I also don't think he stopped. Like her being like, oh, it's too squeaky clean.
Yeah.
I feel like he's got like a burner phone, an iPad or something where she's just
password protected album.
Well, that's the thing. Like even in your notes app, you can have like hidden notes that are password protected. It could be like a grocery list and then all of the pictures that he's saving could be in like a secret note or like a hidden folder. Like there's hidden albums.
Mm-hmm. I understand that sex addictions are, you know, something else, a whole nother animal.
Yeah, we've had a few of these stories now.
Yeah, but it just makes me so mad because her friends, that's fighting. That's literally so malicious. Like, whatever your addiction is, it's just so mean. It's so mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember we sent this, or I sent this to my dad, and I was like, what the fuck? And he was like, I would make the guy do it. He needs to tell all of her friends what he did. Like,
he would.
Exactly.
He's too much of a coward, probably. Yeah. But, like, I just, it's such a shitty situation because, like, obviously it's not her fault at all. Mm. But it's just, like, you just don't know how these girls are going to react because it's, like, I had so much confidence in you and blah, blah, blah. And, like, how did you let him get those pictures?
It's not her fault. If I was the friend, I wouldn't be mad at all.
No, but you just know,
I'd feel like so sad for her.
That's me and you and Justin. But I think there are some people that would feel so betrayed by their friend that they would get upset. I think there is that opposite reaction, which is like obviously not right. And this is not her fault at all. If you're listening out there, OP.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. I guess like if Jeff had his stuff hacked and there was like a scandalous picture of me that was out, I feel like I might get mad at Jeff first, but just because he's the one in front of me.
He's easy easy to put the blame on. He's more like accessible.
I'm like, I trusted you. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think it's hard when you have something special with someone and there's just one fatal flaw, but everything else would be perfect. But in this case, I think...
This is a big flaw.
Oh, yeah. Fatal flaw.
Fatal.
Yeah. But
I know what you mean. I know what you're saying. Because there's a lot of stories where they're like, everything in the relationship is perfect. But, and then it's like,
this is a big fucking butt.
That's a big butt.
That's a big butt.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
Huge butt.
Yeah.
But you just gotta move on.
Yeah.
And that would like mess with her psyche too so much. Like,
oh, it'd never be normal.
No,
that's a weird type of like non-cheating that she's gonna have to deal with even in her next relationship.
Yeah.
Step one, break up. Step two, get your girlfriends together for maybe a wine night and just kind of let it out and just be like, I'm sorry, this dude is a fucking creep, and have a blocking party and just everyone blocks him at one time and he can't see their shit anymore.
True.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. On to the Reddit stories.
That was a crazy one, though.
I know.
Yeah, it's crazy, too, because you know he just has everything saved somewhere, and that's
on like an iCloud or like a Google Drive photo album.
Yeah, it's never going to go away. Hard copies. That's also another part to get over. It's just like, scrapbook. Well, this is out there of me now.
Yeah.
The fact that they're all people that are so close and accessible too. Like saving pictures of a celebrity and like we've talked about porn, like you don't know these people. But the fact that a majority of his pictures are people he knows and has access to.
Yeah.
And sees in swimsuits. And the fact that they were like selfies, just smiling.
Mm-hmm.
Like what?
Yeah.
Dude.
That'd absolutely be a... No chance.
Yeah.
Then we'd get angry, Lauren.
Yeah.
Okay. This one. My apartment neighbor, female, has left her newly born's placenta in a bowl outside of her apartment door to ward off bad luck.
Wow.
Is that a thing?
It's baking in 70 degrees for days. How do I tell her to throw it away? I don't know how to best explain it to her that it's starting to smell and it's getting on my nerves.
Wait, but it's her neighbor?
Yeah.
Like
apartment neighbor.
So close neighbor.
Wow.
But like outdoor apartment. That, so it's baking in the sun.
That's close.
Yeah.
Because I was picturing if it's next door neighbors house and to houses. House.
Yeah.
Who cares? Weird, but mind your own business.
Apartment.
Damn.
Yeah. I think it's great that we have this freedom to practice whatever we believe in, but at the same time, this is unsanitary, disgusting, and possibly dangerous. I told her this, but it seems that she wants to be just left in peace. What about the animals? Like, I feel like animals would be like starting to come and eat it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. This just like doesn't really get to me. Like, I just don't think I would care. I mean, unless I'm sitting outside.
Lauren,
what?
You don't even like period blood. How would you see a placenta in a bowl?
Period blood in my used utensils. That's different. My kitchen shared bowls. That is so different.
Can you imagine the smell of a rotting placenta?
I mean, here's the thing is, do I have a nice setup outside of my apartment complex? Am I sitting out there and am I reading? Like, if so, yes, I'd be annoyed.
Or you walk by it every day.
If I walk by it, I don't care. I plug my nose.
It's like a dead animal. You can smell that.
I plug my nose and I just pass by.
No,
you know when something's died near you.
No. No, you would not. You're talking a big talk right now.
If I was sitting outside reading, yes. But like if I just had to pass by it, I would just be like, whatever.
How does she know it's a placenta?
I've also never really cared about a lot of those certain things. I know that people will like pass by apartment complexes. They get mad about the rug that they have or like that they leave shoes outside. I've heard people complaining about stuff like that.
That doesn't faze me.
Yeah, it doesn't faze me. So, I mean, I know that a placenta is different than a pair of shoes.
Yeah.
A little bit.
This would really just, it would be interesting. I'm wondering if it must be like a cultural practice where this is like a, what you do after a child's born, kind of like a ward off evil spirits.
It's like an astrology
good
thing.
Good luck, placenta.
Lauren's going to do it now.
Let me look.
The moon is in Capricorn, therefore my placenta's outside.
Oh my God. I just want to know how she knows that it is that.
Me? Oh, I don't.
No, not you. Oh.
Well, let's Google. Let's do some fixes here. Let's Google what a placenta looks like because I'm picturing it looking just like a sack. Outside of the body. So that's a placenta. I think, especially if the baby came home recently, like I think it's kind of safe. Like you probably see the cord.
Do you usually take that home?
So there's a lot of interesting practices happening.
People eat it.
People have been eating their placentas because
they say it's like
it's supposed to be the best thing for you. Yeah. And there's a lot that's happening with placentas and how we cut the cords and let the blood fully drain from the cord first. So this article goes, placenta spirituality revered, but not in the West. The afterbirth has spiritual and religious significance in different parts of the world. But perhaps it's overlooked in Western culture since birth has become so cold and clinical. Which I could see that. They look at it as like birth is when the placenta dies and the baby's life begins. A lot of people bury the placentas.
I've heard that too.
Securely underground. This is to prevent it being stolen by evil spirits or eaten by wildlife, thereby ensuring that the baby will have a long and healthy life. For example, if the placenta is eaten by dogs or pigs, the baby will suffer from manic depression. If eaten by ants, the baby will suffer from skin sores. And if eaten by birds, the baby may die suddenly.
Well, now I'm curious what happened to the placenta that accompanied me.
Same.
This took a turn. I was not expecting.
Like, is that thing out behind the house I grew up in somewhere? Like,
no, you were born in a hospital, yeah?
Yeah.
It's just hospital waste.
I don't know. I
don't want to eat hospital waste.
Think you might have had a boar eat your placenta.
Yeah.
So what would you guys do in this situation? Lauren, you're not bothered. Are you bothered, Justin, or are you just ignoring it?
I'm just picturing this happening like in the apartment place I used to live.
Just picture it like downstairs in the lobby. Or what if, so I have an elevator, you guys, that like we get in and out of the elevator and it just goes right to your building. What if this placenta was just in the elevator?
That's different.
I don't think that's different.
That's public space though.
This is public space too, right outside her door. You walk right by it.
After knowing Lauren, I think Lauren would not enjoy it because you know when people say, oh, it smells like something died in here?
Yeah.
That's what I'm picturing.
Yeah, but like, Lauren's not bothered by farts and a lot of smells, so I don't know.
Yeah. It's a whole different type of smell.
I know. I would have a field day with this. I would not be able to handle it. I wouldn't want to throw it away because I feel like that might bring me bad juju and would also be very disrespectful.
So you're into this. So you agree. You agree. It's warding off spirits.
So what does this mean
but
for our future?
I do believe in karma. Like that would be bad karma, bad juju. Like who? I don't know. Like she believes in it. So I don't like in the off chance it is, you know, real. Like I think there's a lot of power in certain spiritual objects. Like Ouija boards, I do not fuck with Ouija boards. Justin like wants to get one to be funny and I'm like, no. Absolutely not. I'm not allowing
you're
that.
You're
not
in?
No.
You're
I'm
out?
Not allowing that energy to come into my life.
I don't really get bent out of shape with Ouija boards, but my mom told me when I was really little and I went over to a sleepover, do not play with Ouija boards. So when you're that young and your mom tells you something like that,
you're a little like traumatized now. Yeah.
So now I'm like, I don't fuck with them. It's in my rule book.
I've never seen one.
I've seen one at a cabin.
I did play with one, so.
No, I have too. It was at like a, it was.
What?
Yeah.
All the kids are doing it.
And like, it was the scariest experience and I wasn't about it. And after my haunted house experience, I'm like, I'm a full believer in ghosts and that shit. So.
Damn.
Well, we're doing a scary stories episode eventually.
Hey.
So I wouldn't throw this thing away. But I would have a really hard time. I might put a lid on it. Like maybe I'd put a lid on it. Because if there was a lid on it, then animals aren't going to mess with it. It's more contained. You might not smell it as much.
You're still interfering though.
Oh, shit. True. I don't know. I thought it was a good idea. I feel like it's still out there doing, you know, serving its
purpose.
The
bad spirits are like.
Yeah, but now all the good spirits are locked out.
Oh yeah. Was it bad spirits or good spirits?
It's bringing good luck.
Oh, okay.
Good luck.
That's good.
Yeah, so she gives a little edit. I've reported this to my landlord. Hopefully their response will be prompt as there's a swarm of black and green flies near the bowl.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, it's like a dead rat sitting
You didn't mention the insects.
But I said, what about the animals?
But that's not an insect. I'm picturing like cute little squirrels and I'm like, bring them, bring them.
No, it's decaying.
Okay, Snow White. Yeah. So top comments, take photos and report it to your landlord.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's like taking this post very seriously. So someone goes, that's enough of the internet for today.
Yeah.
And then they go,
I love that comment.
It's a horrible day to have eyes. Like I shouldn't have seen that. But yeah, everyone else is very logical. Like speak to the property manager.
Right.
Report it to your landlord. Like everyone's taking it so seriously and like providing really good advice versus like trolling this person. So I appreciate that. Yeah, me too. Research about what on earth it means. It has to go regardless, but no need to offend the person about their beliefs or their mental health, etc.
Yeah.
Would be a good way to check up on their welfare too.
Really so good. Do we confirm though that it is a certain...
Yeah, it is a cultural practice.
Okay.
Many, many cultures actually practice this and religions.
I mean, I think that's cool, but it is hard when you...
live in a shared building.
You got to be respectful that everyone does not have the same
cultural
beliefs and values. And
No update and no other comments. So no idea if it got taken away or is still out there. Up next, am I the asshole for giving my ex-wife a large amount of money I won despite the anger of my girlfriend? I recently won a fuck you amount of money. I won't say exactly how much, but it's in the millions. It makes me feel funny even typing. It's enough to change the life of myself and my family. My ex-wife is the mother of my two kids. She is an amazing woman and good to the bone. We divorced 6 years ago because I had an affair with my current partner. I was in a low place in my life and I fucked up. She was in incredible pain, but like a fucking saint, she allowed me to still see our kids who mean the world to me, allowed our divorce to be as pain-free as possible, despite the fact that I know she was hurting. She is still close with my parents. She is respectful to me, although she refuses to talk to my girlfriend. She was actually the first person I phoned after my mom and pops, after I found out I won the lottery. She was pleased for me, joked that I could take the kids on a world-round trip, and that was that. Nothing else. As soon as I won, I knew I wanted to give her a significant amount. I still love her. She's the mother of my babies, and I feel like this is some small, tiny way I can show her that I'm not a complete fuck-up. She deserves to know that I care despite my mistakes. She also works a shitty job in the public library, which pays her peanuts. She would actually be able to pursue her hobbies this way, give our kids a better life between us. I haven't discussed this with my ex yet, but I have with my parents who strongly agree, and my lawyer who was very surprised but on board. Long story short, when I told my girlfriend, she was livid, screaming that I'm disrespecting her, accusing me of still being in love with my ex. I'm not in love with her. We've both grown apart, but of course I still love her for being an excellent co-parenting partner and mother to my kids. My girlfriend is threatening to break up with me, and to be honest, I'm feeling incredibly relieved over the threats. I don't plan on changing my plans, but am I the asshole?
Definitely not.
No. The thing is, I will say it sounds like the girlfriend is definitely jealous. She's definitely feeling insecure about the fact, and which is fair. He just said she's amazing, that he fucked up. He was at a low point in his life, like that he still loves her.
He's got a lot of respect for her.
Yeah, he has so much respect for her. Like that would be really hard for her to stomach. And she also was the asshole that like apparently, right? That's
the reason.
The reason that they ended the things. Yeah, so I that's probably where the girlfriend's freaking out. But like, no, he's doing the absolute best thing. It's the mother of his children.
Yeah.
And like, and she's a good person. So
absolutely. I think it's a very respectful move. Yeah. Honestly.
Oh my God. Absolutely. So, so respectful and like very redeeming of him for like the chaos and turmoil he did cause.
Well, it doesn't change any of it, but it,
right.
I think it shouldn't be looked at as like a, here's like a retribution for that. I think it's more just like, I got this, and I love how it says to provide a good life for my kids from like both sides.
Yeah.
So it's not so polarly opposite, and she's out here working for
grinding in a public library.
Yeah, it's just
it's a very thankless job.
Yeah, so I think you're almost showing some red flags with the girlfriend, but
huge,
huge
red flags, and like where to go from here, like. I think he should definitely like just be like, okay, follow through on your threats, which of course she's not going to do. Like this man just won the lottery.
And he's relieved by the threats.
But and that's why I'm saying that's the reason I said that I think that she probably has a fair reason to feel insecure is because look at him. He's like, I fucked up the best thing I've ever had. And I'm relieved that my girlfriend's threatening to break up with me.
True.
So it's like, yeah, she probably did have a reason why she felt insecure about this, but also he has every right to do what he pleases with his money that he just won out of nowhere, especially when it's the mother of his children.
Well, and that money, like he said, like it's a lot of it's going to go to his kids. It's like,
exactly.
It's, you know, it's helping the family overall and co-parenting.
Mm. Well, and you don't know necessarily if she would be working that job if they had never had those problems.
Yeah, like if she was a stay-at-home mom prior.
Yeah, and if like that forced her to go into, you know, something.
Working a little bit.
Yeah, and so I love the idea of it.
If I was him, I'd break up with the girlfriend. Like,
fuck
her and her idle threats because I really don't think she'd follow through on them.
Yeah.
But it's revealing things.
It's revealing things, and I think it's showing her character because if you feel threatened by him giving money that is going to help his kids, that like, why are you so insecure?
And that's shitty.
You have this guy. You got this guy. You've had him for 6 years.
Right.
Like, what's
that's
the
issue? I was going to back up on that. So they've literally been together for 6 years.
6 years since the affair.
Yeah. So I do think there's probably a lot more going on in the background why the girlfriend freaked out. I mean, who knows? But I also do think it's not right for her to do that. And he clearly is not that into her. He's saying that he's relieved.
Yeah.
And no, he's not the asshole. He's absolutely not the asshole. Let's just get that straight.
Yeah.
And I think his question should be like, should I break up with her?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Why is he waiting for her to, like, you know?
Yeah. So top comment, not the asshole. If you intended for the money to help out her and your kids, if you only intended to give it to her because you love your ex-wife, then you're a bit of an asshole. And in parentheses, everybody sucks here, for making your current girlfriend a plan B. The way she reacted was a little over the top, but to be expected since you are giving money to another woman that you used to be married to. Otherwise, you do have kids to provide for, and it's none of her business because you're not married and you don't share the money. Just a question. Did she know you had a wife when you had an affair with her? Because yeah. If she did, then the whole disrespecting her is a load of bullshit because she did the same thing to your ex-wife.
True.
True.
Yeah.
True. That's probably why she's so insecure too, because she's like, I'm a fucker.
Probably. I don't really agree with the first part of this person's comment though. Yeah. Like, if you only intended to give it to her because you love your ex-wife, like, I think if you were married to someone and you had kids with that person, I think in a way you'll always love them. You might not be in love with them, but you'll still care for them and love them in some regard, unless it was truly a shit ending and the person sucked. And then, you know, you can fade those feelings. But
yeah. Okay, but hear me out.
Okay.
So if they didn't have kids together, if this was just his ex, whether it's ex-wife or just ex-girlfriend,
I don't think they'd be connected anymore. Kids keep
I think that's kind of what the post was saying, wouldn't you think? Because
there was a little bit about,
because it's like, if you were just giving it to her because you were like, I still love my ex. So like, let's just say that this happened with Justin, and although Justin's exes are so far gone, it's like, let's say he was like, hey, I want a lot of money and I'm going to give my money to my ex. You'd be like, what the fuck? Like, why?
That would be a little more weird. Yeah.
And so I think that what I am assuming from this comment is that it's just more like, well, this is the mother of your children.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, the other half of this goes, you're a bit of an asshole for making your current girlfriend a plan B. And it's like, he's not making her a plan B.
Not after 6 years.
Yeah. Like, that's clearly his plan A. He's not actively pursuing, you know, his ex-wife. And like, it's not like this amount of money is going to change things. Like, money doesn't fix problems. Mm-hmm. Money makes life easier and better.
Sometimes.
More money, more problems.
Yeah. You know, there's that too. But it's for the kids. And it's like, yeah, if it benefits her at the, you know, in the interim and as well, like, yay. Like,
he wants it to.
Yeah, like, good for him. He won.
Yeah.
So OP replies back and goes, she did know I was married to my wife. Yes. I agree that her claiming disrespect is bullshit because we both engaged in very disrespectful behavior towards my ex-wife. The money is being given with the full intention that ex-wife did me right over the years, and I want to do right by her. She's the mother of my kids, and she also deserves a good life. I also want the kids to grow up in two wonderful environments instead of a dad having a nice place and the mom's place being completely bereft.
Absolutely.
I don't think that would be fair.
This is a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
I like him.
Yeah, same.
Oh, his account was suspended. I was going to see if there were any updates or additional comments, but now I just got to scroll real fast.
I honestly don't see any other option. I just think that if he were to not give his ex-wife any money, this saint of a woman who's been amazing through the entire process, who's helped raise his children, that would be the biggest asshole move. I don't think that he has an option to not, like, how, at least something, you know, when you win that much. It's not like he was working his ass off for this money. Like, it was planted in his lap. Like,
yeah. OP does have another comment. He replies to someone who goes, I have less sympathy for OP fucking someone behind his wife's back and now treating his ex-wife with more respect than his current girlfriend. If this chick didn't fuck him, some other one would have. She did a stupid thing, but OP was the one who had vows. He was the one who should have pumped the brakes. He claims he's not a fuck up, but he's still fucking up. Which, ouch. And OP replies back to this person and goes, I'm trying to give my ex-wife the respect that she, as the mother of my children, deserves. My current girlfriend does not live in my home, nor do we see each other 7 times a week. She very much lives her own life, goes out, parties, does the odd dinner here and there with a friend, has a very full social circle. She will occasionally ask to see me when it's been a couple of days. For that reason alone, I don't think I would need to consult her about something as big and as life-changing as this, because she prefers us both to be at arm's length somewhat.
Well, how the fuck have they made it 6 years together?
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Very unusual.
Maybe that the like less interaction is what they thrive on. I don't know.
Yeah. One last comment I'll read. So this person goes, not the asshole. At the end of the day, that doesn't count because I didn't technically think it, say it.
You're reading it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're good. You're in the clear.
Okay, good.
Also, I like when you say it. I'm like that it's a drinking game. Like, I want to drink to
What'd
it.
You say?
At the end of the day.
I keep stopping. Oh. So, not the asshole. At the end of the day, you still shared a lot with your ex-wife, and that probably intimidates your girlfriend. In my eyes, the girlfriend is being extremely childish in this situation, and the fact that you're feeling relieved about her threats says a lot about you, too.
Yep.
I mean, it sounds like she does sound very childish.
Yeah. It's immature. Like, even if you felt it was being disrespectful, like, to flip out like that, it's just like, just it doesn't need to be that big of a deal. Like, can you please explain to me why you feel the need to give her money? Like, it just makes me a little uncomfortable. That's all it needs to be.
Yeah, and it's like, yes, he did make mistakes, but life moves on and you can't live in the past. So given the current new situation, this is a great thing to do.
Mm-hmm. So trigger warning for the next one, you guys, sexual assault and rape. We also are adding this trigger warning after reading the story, and all the reactions are totally blind. I only read the title. None of us knew the story at all. So just so you know, going into it, and here we go. I, 21 female, hooked up with my sister's husband, 34 male, after a wedding last month. I wanted to come clean to her, but now she announced she was pregnant, and I feel I can't.
Oh my God, I want to throw up.
Can either of you relate on any level to that feeling?
Zero.
No. Hi, everyone. I know I messed up, so please try to hold the judgment. I already know. I hope this makes sense. I'm on mobile and feel so upset. I'm sorry if I posted twice. I accidentally deleted a post without seeing any comments. I, 21 female, hooked up with my sister's 23 female husband, 38 male last month. I know it was so dumb. We were at a wedding. She wasn't there. I drank way too much, and he was my DD. I didn't even realize what was happening. I barely remember the next day. But I've been feeling so guilty about it ever since, and I've been trying to figure out how to tell her what happened. Okay, well, it doesn't sound like she consented.
Yeah.
Hold
up. She was 24.
OP is 21. Okay. Sister's 23, so not a big age gap.
And then this man is 38.
38. So age gap between the two. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Between all of them.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. 17 years. He, right?
15.
21 plus 38. Oh,
to the sister, yeah.
Yeah, 17 years. That's, and he was sober. Today, we, my parents, brother, and me, went to dinner at my house, and she announced she was pregnant. It's still early, only a few weeks. Now I feel like I need to keep my mouth shut about what happened. I don't want to ruin her family, but I feel like I already have. I'm so scared of her finding out. I don't know what I should do. Help, please.
You have to tell her.
Yeah.
He's a bad guy. Like, yeah. You have to tell her.
Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah. So sad. There is an update. But the top comment on the original one, he's 38, married to a 23-year-old, and then he hooked up with her 21-year-old sister. Yeah, this guy is a world-class creep.
Yeah.
I think your sister is about to find out the hard way what this man is really like, especially as her pregnancy advances. He'll be having an affair before the baby arrives. Mark 100%. My words.
Well, yeah, and it's like,
go on.
Oh, even though you are super guilty over what you did and it was terrible.
He was sober.
Right, but no,
he took advantage of her. I'm sorry.
I'm saying, like, as the sister. Oh, okay. Yes. You need to save her from getting in any deeper. I mean, shit.
Like I've said in other episodes, it's better to be a single parent than miserable with a partner.
Yeah. And there's these girls. I don't know if you know who they are. It might trigger something for you, but like basically big friend group. One of the girls was very drunk. One of the other girls was not there. Her boyfriend was there. Boyfriend was sober, hooked up with the drunk girl, the girl who barely even remembers it. The girl who barely remembers it told her friend, I'm so sorry this happened. I barely remember it.
Well, and she was raped.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And it's just like she felt so much guilt about it. But it's like, no, you need to tell people who they are with.
The person to blame is the predator that was sober and took advantage.
Yes.
And violated the other individual.
Because you know. You just know. Like when someone's super messed up, you just...
Put them to bed. Give them a water. Yes. Like he was responsible for her. She's 21. She's just legal. Like maybe this is her first couple times experiencing alcohol. Like you offered to be the DD and you were in a position of power and took advantage of her.
You're supposed to be the protector.
You're supposed to be her family. Your family.
Right.
It sucks because I feel for her so much because this is going to hurt. This is going to affect their relationship for a long
time. Definitely will.
Even though it sounds like in the wrong at all. It sounds like she was completely taken advantage of, if not raped. But this is going to affect her relationship with her sister for a long time. And that's what really sucks.
Definitely. I know. You just don't know how the sister will react.
Yeah.
So, update. Hi, everyone. I got freaked out and deleted my old post. I'll put the original post under this, but basically, like, whatever. Like, reiterates the title. Basically, on the drive home, he pulled over and we hooked up. I don't remember most of it. Some comments were saying it was sexual assault since I was so drunk. I really don't know. I didn't scream or hit him or anything. I didn't know what consent would look like since I was that drunk, but either way, I told my sister about it. She got really mad. She started yelling and everything and told me to leave. But then she called me and said I was a whore and a homewrecker, and she was disgusted I'd try to use alcohol as an excuse. I hadn't. All I had told her was that I had been drinking at the wedding. She told my family, and now they're not talking to me, except my brother, who told me he thinks the whole situation is messed up, and my dad, who said he was disappointed in me. My mom had just cut me off. I don't know what the situation is between her and her husband. I know he's still living at home. My sister posted the gifts he got her for Mother's Day, so I guess everything is normal between them, which is good, I guess, for the sake of the baby. Anyways, I guess I'm glad I told her. At least I don't have that secret hanging over me.
That's so sad.
But it's like, okay, now you know that he was driving and all of a sudden pulled over. Now it's getting even more sketchy.
Yeah.
How of anyone in that family are you just like, you're horrible.
She's 21.
She's 21. And as a victim, I think you try to like, I've never experienced something like this. So if, you know, you are a victim out there and you can put better words to this and are comfortable reaching out, please message us. Literally want to cry just even thinking about this, but I think when something like this happens to you and you don't fight back or you don't say no, it's like, oh, well, I didn't try to stop it. I was complicit. You know, it's on me too, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, no, you didn't openly consent. You were drunk. You were in a state of, you can't consent when you're like that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, she doesn't even realize how much of a victim she is in this. And it's so, so, so terrible that her family is treating her this way because he is a creep. He took advantage of her.
I agree.
17-year age gap.
And now she's taking all the heat.
So fucked up.
Yeah. Like, and just the family, the dad, I'm disappointed in you.
And the mom cutting her off.
Yeah, what about the fucking dude?
That's what I'm wondering. Like, the fact that she's posting presents from the dude's mom, right?
No. She was talking about the sister posting presents from her husband.
Right. Oh, okay. So even worse. So even more like validation that she's still with this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Disgusting. How? I don't understand that. Like, I would never be able to get over that. Like, even if I was so mad at my sister and I was like blinded by the pain that I was like, I just can't look at you right now. Like, whatever it was.
I need time.
But how do you now look at this other guy as like, you didn't do anything wrong?
Right.
What the fuck? He's 40 years old and he's sober.
Yeah.
Sober. Sexually assaulted someone. Yeah.
Oh. So
there is a comment so to that sad. Point about the social media stuff. To be honest, she's faking on social media. She's trying to keep her family together, but he's a world-class jerk. I suspect he'll cheat on her while she's pregnant. Eventually, her and the rest of the family will see him for who he really is and understand that you are a victim.
Yeah. Yep.
It's just going to take a while. It has to get worse before it gets better. But let your family go through that mess without you. Keep focusing on yourself and what it takes to process and heal and stay sane.
Yeah.
Yes.
OP comments back. I hope he won't, but thank you for your sympathies. You hope he won't cheat? Well,
I hope he will. I literally hope he shows his true colors. Yeah. Because that's so fucked up. What? Like, how do you?
So bad. Also, like, say
I'm so mad about this.
Like, I know. This one is like, again, what the fuck? Where do we go from here?
Yeah. Picturing him pull over.
Yeah, that.
What? You're driving. Like, you're not.
Well, you just know it wasn't planned. Like, they didn't go to a hotel room after the wedding. Mm-hmm. They didn't go to anyone's house. Like, he pulled over to do this discreet act where no one would know. Like, he was probably hoping she was blacked out and wouldn't remember.
So dark. Disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah, that one, a little dark. A little dark, guys.
Very dark.
Next up, my 22 female fiance, 25 male, wants his father to check my hymen tomorrow night before I get married.
What's a hymen?
So a hymen is a piece within the vagina. It's typically the it's the opening. It's at the opening of the vagina. And it's in many people's outdated concepts, they believe that you still have a hymen if you're a virgin and if you're pure. However, knowing what we know now, some women are not even born with hymens. Some people have partial hymens. Mm-hmm. And we use tampons and other things. So your hymen can be broken from that as well.
Okay, so this has popped a cherry.
Yes.
Yes.
Scientifically. Got it.
There you go. My fiance proposed to me about 8 months ago. We decided on having a relatively small wedding, which is in 2 days. Everything was going great. He seems absolutely perfect, and we are very much in love. I'm a virgin, and so is he. He wanted to save it for marriage, and I wasn't fussed, so I agreed to saving it. He has told me earlier that in his family, the father checks the virginity of the bride the night before the wedding. I laughed this off as it seriously sounded like a massive joke. Nope. Turns out he was dead serious. He wants me, the night before, to open my legs up in a small ceremony type thing so his dad can check me while him, his brothers, and uncle can watch so that they know I am still pure.
What?
This sounds like there's some midsummer shit.
No females involved either. It's just all the males.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I was actually, it's funny. I was just talking to Jeff about the fact that like, that I was like, I went to a gyno once and it was a male. And I was like, I'm still scarred.
I don't like male gynos.
Well, the thing is, I was like, okay, this guy's been practicing for, I don't know, quite a few decades. Yet I felt super nervous and I feel like he built off of my nerves. And so then like he started acting really nervous and really weird, which made me feel like I was like, are you into me? Like, not actually, but I'm like, why are you acting nervous? Like you have decades of experience to not be nervous because I'm nervous. And I felt like he was so like, like it felt weird.
Yeah.
I was like, Jeff, I'm still weirded up by that. I'm never going back to a gyno again.
My personal opinion, if you don't have a vagina, you shouldn't be able to talk to me about mine.
No uterus, no opinion.
Yeah, not to that extreme, but like I like had this male like doctor once, like I was trying to be like, this doesn't feel like cramps. Like this feels way more intense. Like I was convinced I had like an ectopic pregnancy or like a major cyst, which it turns out I did have a cyst. But he was like, no, like, sorry, you're probably just having really bad cramps this month. And I'm like, no, I know what cramps are. Something is wrong with me. Yeah. And he like discredited me completely. And then I had another one where like something you guys haven't learned about me yet. I'm a little bit of a hypochondriac. You both know. And so.
I would not say so.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I like the other day. What do you mean? I like babble my words sometimes. And then I think I have a brain tumor. I talk about that all the time.
Yeah, but not to the point where you're. Yeah,
yeah. Exactly. I'm serious on the inside, you guys. I'm a hypochondriac.
Sorry.
I feel like I become more the person who's like, you should probably go like get something checked out.
I thought you were gonna say something different.
I thought you were gonna be like, the hypochondriac. No, yeah, because like I'm the one who goes to Morgan and I'm like, I have lice. And she's like, Lauren, that's dandruff. I'm like, it's lice. That was a fun time.
Yeah, it did happen. It's a true story.
Yeah. But no, this other male doctor too, and it was like it was just urgent care. He wasn't like an actual gyno, but I had like an ingrown hair like in like around my vagina, and I was like terrified. I was like, oh my God, like, what is this? I was young. Yeah. I was like 16. I was in high school. And at that time I was like, I'm not going to go to my mom. Like, yeah. Like, I didn't want my mom to know I was having sex. And like, what if I did have something? And so I go in there and he looks at me and he goes, yeah, wow. You really made the mistake having sex, didn't you? Looks like warts.
No, he didn't.
Yep. And I immediately like started crying. He was like this old, like 60 something year old guy with glasses, the most disgusting person that's ever touched me. And I literally like made an appointment for this like amazing female gyno the next day. And she goes, no, like, sweetie, that's just an ingrown hair.
Oh my God.
And I was like, oh, okay.
Oh my God.
All is well.
Damn.
But I'm like, what an asshole. Like you made the mistake. You shouldn't have had sex. Like,
yeah, that's.
Fucker.
That's so wild.
I think, like one of, I can't remember who it was, but like one of our other friends like said one time they went to like, they had a UTI and the nurse even was super weird about it and super judgmental. And I'm like, this is your profession. How? Yeah, I don't get it.
You have no right to judge people.
Like don't you get like go through training to like not judge people? It's just so weird to me.
Yeah. And don't like, you see it enough to where.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like. Yeah.
But just like the exposure to it, yeah. You should be so desensitized to anything to not like make opinions about every single person.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like everyone I interact with. I'm like, everyone's dealing with their own battle. Like I'm just here to help in any way I can. But some people don't have that empathy and that regard for other humans.
I mean, it probably also too, they're just like, that's their way of coping with like the,
it is a tough job.
Yeah.
Back to this poor girl that doesn't want to get her hymen checked. And should not. I told him, fat chance, I'm going to do that. And he was begging me to go through with it and how important it is for him. He said he knew it was slightly embarrassing for me, but his mom did it and it will prove how much I love him and that I have nothing to hide anyways, as I am still a virgin. I left and he was crying. It was very dramatic, to be honest. I want to call off the whole wedding because of this and never talk to him again. But at the same time, it's only one thing. And other than that, we are genuinely perfect for each other. And I don't want to spend my life with anyone else. And it is very important to him and his family. What the fuck do I do? I'm currently at my friend's house and I might stay here for the night. Tomorrow will be our last day as an unmarried couple. And I'm straight up panicking. This is like the night before the wedding, basically.
This is like what we were saying before, where it's the one little, like this isn't the little thing, but the one thing and then everything is perfect.
Yeah.
I think it's degrading. And I think it's just completely goes in the face of saying, oh, I trust you.
Yeah.
That's a complete just
that's
no
a good
trust.
Point. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. It speaks volumes.
It's like, hey, show your vagina in the most
prove
like,
it.
That like, especially because she is a virgin, like, hey, show your most sacred parts.
Yeah.
To multiple different men to prove your it's love for me.
Very violating.
I would be like, here, like, let me fold back your penis skin for the rest of my female family.
Right. Oh, that might be a good suggestion. Honestly. To be tit for tat. I think the problematic thing though is not, it's like all of this. This is all so problematic. Mm-hmm. But the fact that he goes, it will prove how much you love me. Like that emotional manipulation, that's a red flag. If he's doing that now, it's only going to get worse.
It's like the most extreme version of being like, hand me your phone. Let me look through it.
Yeah, except this is her vagina.
That's what I'm saying. It's like the most extreme version. Yeah. You're basically going in with the same violation of trust and saying, I don't trust you. Prove it.
If not, more so. I also like, it isn't just a like, hey, spread your legs. Let me look. Like, this is not, like, an easy, like, oh, let me just peek. Okay, yep, you're good. Like, this is
can you imagine
an invasive procedure.
Can you imagine?
Especially with the entire rest of the family.
Yeah, all the men.
No.
All the men.
I have a hard time, like, giving – and this is, like, just me being weird, but, like, I'm really bad at hugs. like giving your dad a hug, I feel so like awkward sometimes because I'm so short and he's tall and I'm like, I'm hugging you. And I'm just like, I don't want my boobs to touch anyone when I hug them. So I'm just like, like awkwardly yeah. hugging. And I'm like, oh my God. Like then like me going through this, I'm like, what the fuck? No. Like I can barely hug people.
No, it's like those weird family rituals you see in horror films.
Yeah. That's just some That's get, exactly get
when you
shit.
Said Midsommar or whatever it's called. Yeah. I haven't even seen that show, but like it's I've a seen scary. Enough. I saw the preview and it's all I need to know.
Don't watch yeah. it.
And that's you're dead on. Like it's fucking creepy and it's not okay.
Yeah.
And to like manipulate someone, emotionally manipulate someone to make them feel like that's you're like proving your love is just so far beyond me that like you said, Justin, you can be perfect in every other way, but like that one thing when it's that big.
Yeah, it's and she kind of says, well, it is just one thing and then we're perfectly fine. That one thing is going to be a thing forever. Mm-hmm. That's yeah. not just one thing and who knows what other weird traditions they have. But
yeah.
I'd honestly just kind of be so shocked it wasn't a joke.
Yeah.
And just be like, nah, I'm out. Like she's saying, call off the wedding. I agree.
Same. Yeah. Top comment. Anytime a person tells you blank will prove how much you love me, they are manipulating you.
True.
You shouldn't have to prove you love someone if you're planning to marry them.
Yep.
Don't let him play mind games like that.
True.
And then someone quotes like a bunch of what she said. He said he knew it was slightly embarrassing for me, but his mom did it and it will prove how much I love him. He told, in all sincerity, that showing your genitals to his father's, uncles, and brother in the same is the same as you showing your love for him. Who gives a fuck what his mom did to get married X years ago? He can go marry his mom if he wants someone who is comfortable with this strange tradition.
Yeah.
Or he can offer to show you his taint to all...
What's to, taint?
Like your asshole slash like gooch area.
Oh.
Different people use different...
Yeah.
Different things. To all your mom, aunt, sister, etc. It's only
gooch
slightly,
isn't even as bad though.
No. Asshole might be a little uncomfortable.
Like the inside of a vagina is so fucking vulnerable.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
In all honestly, this sounds borderline cultish.
Yes.
Yeah. There is an update. Let me just click to it.
Please have called off the wedding. Please don't say she went through with it. I'm getting my drink ready.
Okay. I don't have any more.
Go get some more.
Okay.
Make right now? Wait.
Yeah.
Okay.
5 minutes later.
Are you guys ready for the hymen update? Are we ready for the hymen update?
Oh, yeah.
I've never been more ready.
Yeah.
That was fun. I liked that.
Okay. So, update. First of all, thank you so much for the replies. I didn't think this would get so big. I've pretty much read them all. Special shout out goes to the person who says this was a fake solely on the fact that I write like a man. I went and talked to him this morning. I told him that his father is not going to look at me and he needs to respect that. He was adamant that it needs to happen and accused me about lying about my virginity. I was trying to be calm and rational, but he was not having it and just became more and more angry. I told him if he really loved me, he would stand by me on this and tell his father no. To which he slapped me and said he didn't need to prove anything.
Yep, it's revealing more shit.
Wow.
It's revealing all.
Mm-hmm.
Like what kind of relationship do you think you're going to have?
How old is this man?
25. Yeah.
Well, his brain still isn't fully developed even at 25.
Prefrontal cortex, everyone says 25, but like there's a lot of research that says later, like everyone is so different. 25 is not the cutoff age. It can be later.
Damn.
She left him.
So I ended it and left him.
Good.
I'm currently back at my friend's house being miserable and eating pizza, which is pretty fun. So, yep. Thanks, everyone.
Dude,
there's so many better things for her.
Good for her. She's going to look back at this and be thanking the fucking Reddit gods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she knew, though, too. A part of me feels...
She would have figured it out on her own.
You go to Reddit kind of when you think like...
When you know.
You kind of know, I feel
you
like.
You kind of know what you need to do, but you just want to hear it from other people.
I agree.
Yeah, but this... I mean, the emotional manipulation was red flag number one. Mm-hmm. And then him being so adamant and like, oh, my mom did it, blah, blah, blah.
And
like
getting physical.
And then roles reverse when she's like, well, if you want to prove your love to me, you'll stand by me on this. And he slaps her.
He got physical really fast.
Cherry on the cake.
Yep. And that's what I thought. I thought this whole thing was, it's deeper. It's showing the true character of probably what the rest of the relationship will be.
Oh, absolutely.
Just the fact of having the check.
I don't really care. I mean, I respect cultural and I respect family traditions, but I do not care for them when you think it's okay to project them onto other people and then be horrible to other people if they don't agree.
Yeah.
Because if you respect your family traditions so much, you should understand that other people also have different family traditions. Mm-hmm. And so it's just like, can't you sympathize?
Yeah, I think there's
Sorry, go on.
No, I think there's a difference between having family traditions and just simply being fucked up.
Mm-hmm. To put it bluntly. Like, yeah.
That's not normal. No. I feel like in history class, we learned of some weird traditions that certain cultures had that totally are very wrong and weird and just not right. So they're not a thing today. But this... is just like,
that's goofy.
I don't have any respect for this type of shit. This is some weird ass.
Do you guys want to know one thing that I saw recently that I've never heard from anyone else? And I don't know how I got down this rabbit hole.
Yeah, let's hear it.
But so basically, it's a tradition in certain parts in Europe and certain parts in, I think, Africa. And I could be wrong, so don't come at me if I'm wrong. But I know that Europe was one of them. And I think the other one was Africa.
Okay.
But basically, once girls are... born and young and old enough to like understand what's going on, they will force them to stretch out their inner labia because they say that it gives men something to play with. Otherwise, they will get bored.
There's a lot of female mutilation that happens around the world. There's a lot of women that in parts of the world actually get their clits cut off. There's a lot of female mutilation, and there's a big movement to end it, and rightfully so.
Yeah, fuck tradition at that point. It's just like, it's, we because, are, like, it's, be a human, be, like, humane.
But anyway, to, like, wrap that up, though, I think the thing is about, like, tradition, culture, all those things are so great, and I respect them, and I understand that there's so many different, you know, like, the placenta. Like, I think that that's cool. Like, you know, if that's what you believe in and that's what makes you happy, like, find a way to make that work in your life. When you are projecting it onto other people and compromising their safety, their
health, happiness, mental health.
Yes. It is not okay. You cannot use tradition as an excuse. It's not okay.
And as an expense to others.
Yeah. Yes. Definitely. Okay. Solid points were made. I'm glad she did not stay.
Yes. Same. I can sleep tonight.
Well, maybe not after this one. Oh. My 47 female life is destroyed and I am beyond devastated. My husband, 34 male, is having an affair with my son. A few months ago, I noticed a change in my husband. We stopped having sex, which was very odd for us as we always had sex a few times a week. He also was more distant with affection and very secretive with his phone. And when I checked it, he had changed his passcode. So I checked his laptop and the same thing, change in password. We had always shared all that information, even when we changed it, so it didn't feel right. I started to feel like he was having an affair, and a coworker agreed that his actions seemed odd. She suggested I hide a camera at home, especially as I travel for work. She actually offered me the one she had used to catch her ex-husband cheating. After a lot of internal debate, I decided to do as she said and bought a camera that I could watch through my phone as I prepared for a short business trip. I hid it in our living room at an angle that covered most of the room, but mainly aimed at the top of the door so I could see if anyone picked him up or came in with him. When I checked it a few hours ago, I was horrified and devastated to see my husband, kissing my son. My life is ruined, just completely destroyed, and I don't know how to go on. A part of me never wants to leave this hotel room. I don't know if I can ever look at either of them again after this betrayal. How am I supposed to go on?
Oof. It's your son.
Therapy. That is just like double-edged sword hitting you in the back, in the chest. Like,
Well, it's like, goddamn, husband, right?
Husband.
So husband is one thing, but it's your son. Like,
he came out of you.
You can't just divorce your son.
I wonder if she knew that her son was gay.
I don't know. Let's see if there's any additional comments. The top comment on this one, you need to see a therapist. This is way too big for you to handle on your own. Sad and sorry for you. Your husband is an asshole. Get a divorce. Kick your son out of your life. It's okay to be gay, but to fuck with your stepdad? No way. Both are assholes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of with that. I agree.
I have this, so it's, I don't know if you'd call it irrational or whatever you want to call it, but this weird fear of mine is like when I was younger is like falling in love with someone who ends up being gay. And I think that's just from seeing on TV shows or seeing like, you know, the Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And it's one of those things where it's like, you can't even be mad. It's just so, it's heartbreaking. You know, it's like if someone cheats on you, it's horrible, but you can literally be like, fuck you. But if someone's just like, I'm gay and I was too afraid to like come out. It's just so heartbreaking and so hard.
Yeah, because you want them to be themselves and be true to who they are, but it's still a loss and still a divorce. Like you're going to get divorced. So it's like, it's so hard for you to.
I think the hard like concept for me is to think that they never felt the same way that I would have felt throughout that relationship. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like,
okay, yeah.
That they always, like, even if they loved me and cared for me, like, they never had that same type of, like, feeling that I felt. Like, they never matched my level of attraction because they weren't attracted to me.
They and they just weren't being themselves. They were just trying to fit in and, you know, I don't know what that's like, but I can imagine it's, you know, I'm just trying to fit in and do what's normal, societal expectations, family expectations. Yeah.
Just heartbreaking. Like, that sucks that people feel. And that's exactly why you can't be, in my opinion, like, I wouldn't even be mad. I would just be like, like, the fact that you felt like you had to hide yourself for this long, like, it would make me feel so sad for you.
Well,
you
know? They probably feel like, equally as guilty for doing it to you, essentially. And then you need to be the one that it all comes out with, you know? Mm-hmm. Just like, you wouldn't feel good if you were in that situation. You're just like, had to tell that to someone, you would feel horribly awful. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're switching it. Like, you're just literally breaking. It's like the relationships that are totally happy and then just end. And it's just like the most sad thing in the world because of circumstance.
It's tough. My uncle is gay and my aunt is gay and they're on two completely separate sides of the family. And both of them were actually married and in heterosexual relationship. Oh my God. I don't know what the term is. I'm blanking right now, but they were in straight relationships.
I think it's heterosexual.
So both my uncle and my aunt were in heterosexual relationships before like divorcing and finding their partners. Mm-hmm. Not my uncle, my uncle's partner. And he had like kids and everything too. And like, it just wasn't okay to be gay at that time. It was very it was very, very challenging. I mean, the AIDS, you know, epidemic in this country and everything was the 80s. And so it's like there was such a stigmatization until honestly what seems like recently.
Yeah.
Well, and that's why when I was younger and when I would learn about, because I would know people who like had either like a husband who said that they were gay or, you know, or a TV show or something like that. And so it was more of a little kid thing when I looked at that and I was just like, it makes me so sad that people still feel like they have to hide themselves and that they can't be true to themselves, and they have to go through this like song and dance of what society says is normal. Like, it makes me so sad on that front. But then it also makes me so sad on the other front, where this person thinks that like, wow, I'm in love with this person who loves me back the same way and is so sexually excited, but they're not being true to themselves.
Yeah.
And so it's just like, it's no like evil, no hate. It's just sad, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Another comment goes, his stepson, not his son, right? He's gay or bisexual. And she goes, stepson and my son's gay. Apparently my fucking husband is too. And I think there may be an update. There is. I called and told him I knew everything and wanted him out of my fucking house by the time I returned. He didn't apologize or even deny it. He just hung up on me.
Wow.
I texted going off and demanded him to confirm he'd leave and not be there when I came home. I never got a response from him, but my pathetic excuse for a son messaged and said they'd have his stuff out before I got back. I called him wanting to know how he could do this to me. I screamed and cried for I don't even know how long before he said, I'm sorry, I really am, but I love him. I ended up breaking my phone when he said it. I hurled it across the room and it smashed. I returned home to find all of his clothes gone and his wedding ring on the nightstand. I just don't understand how the two most important people in the world to me could do this.
Be the most crushing thing
breaks
ever.
Breaks my fucking heart.
How do you do something like this to someone you claim to love? My son is or was my only child, but now he's dead to me. I never want to see him again. I've been home for 2 days and just have cried, drank, and slept. I know I need to see a divorce lawyer and therapist, but how do I find the strength to go on after this? I know when I tell people, my friends, family, etc., I'll be humiliated. Hell, I don't even want to be in this house that reminds me of them and what they did to me. But I literally haven't even had the strength to get dressed, let alone book a hotel and pack a bag.
I mean, the humiliated thing is just
not on you.
Yeah, fuck that. There's nothing to do with you. Like, no.
Not on you at all. This was them and their actions.
But you can relate to thinking that way and to feeling that.
Yeah. It's definitely embarrassing. You don't want to be like, oh, what happened? Why are you getting divorced? Well, my husband fucked my son.
Right.
Like,
nobody wants to say that. I mean, that's...
No. I get like, okay, you're true to yourself now. You're being yourself. You're in love. But there's better ways to go about it. Get divorced first.
Don't have it be the goddamn son.
Yeah, I just
you're
don't
like,
know.
You're just taking someone down completely.
Yeah. So the top comment, you won't be humiliated. You have nothing to feel humiliated over. This situation is so bizarre, so unique. It's like getting hit by lightning. Yeah. And the only people who deserve to feel humiliated are the Woody Allen you married and the son who betrayed you.
Yeah.
Do you know about Woody Allen?
Mm-mm.
So Woody Allen is like a famous Hollywood director. And he was married. And him and his wife actually adopted a little girl and raised her. And Woody Allen got divorced from his wife and they got married. And he's in Hollywood, famous.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that.
I'm just double checking the age. They got married in 1997. She was 27 years old when they got married. I'm trying to find out how old she was when she was adopted.
Can you imagine?
No, that's so disgusting. So they adopted her when she was around 7 years old. So talk about a groomer.
Seriously.
And that's the thing with this lady. How long were they married? Because if like the son was, if they've been married for say 10 years, the son would have been 15. Like, this is just weird. And this, it is Woody Allen-y.
Oh my God. I can't even imagine just checking the footage.
There's just so many things that hurt about that because like I was saying, it's just one. I mean, you find out that, I mean, again, unless he's bisexual, unless her husband is bisexual. But then if you find out that he's gay, then it's like, okay, did you feel like you had to fake a relationship with me this entire time? And that sucks. That really hurts. And then two, your son. Like, yeah. Out of everyone in the world.
Yeah, exactly.
That is just, oh my God.
Yeah, like, and you fault them equally for that. The son and the
Yeah.
It's husband. Just such a betrayal. Like, how did it start even? How did it right? start?
Right?
How does that, like, just get initiated? Who initiated it?
Like, even when it's totally unrelated people in family, like, non-familial people. When you have a crush on someone, think how hard it is for like two people that have crushes on each other to eventually, like it's always the big reveal. You know, it's always like, oh, do I tell him? Do I tell her? Whatever.
Yeah.
How does it happen in this sense?
I don't know. It's just...
like, oh.
Poor lady.
So I have a question. Kind of related, but... at what point do you think in a relationship it makes sense to put a microphone somewhere, put in a camera somewhere versus having a conversation?
That's a good question.
That was not what I thought you were going to ask. I don't know. Like,
or is it because you always think if you have the conversation, someone, if they're already doing things behind your back, they're easily just going to say, oh, it's... nothing. What do you mean? Why are you concerned?
Well, it's also easy to get a hotel. It's like it's easy to go elsewhere. It's not.
I know, but at what point in a relationship
so
is it the
point that
the you're check the phone, the put the camera up?
The point that your relationship is over.
So
in my mind. That's
in
true.
That's in my mind.
I actually I was actually just talking about this recently. Funny you say that is because there is a girl that I know who, when her and her boyfriend broke up, she moved out. And something that she mentioned is that they had dogs together. And so they, like, set up these little cams for, like...
the pet cams.
For the pet cams. And they never activated them. They just kind of, like, you know, got busy working, whatever. And they forgot about them. When she moved out, she was the one who had, like, the access on her phone to activate them. So she activated them. And mm-hmm. so they were in the living room, so she was able to see, like, what her ex...
Oh, no.
Yeah. And so, and she never saw anything. Like, he would just come home, like, sit on the couch, and that's it.
But the fact that she looked...
Right.
Oh, my God.
I would,
right?
feel, I would feel so, like, that's such a violation.
Right.
That's crazy.
But it's also, like, it's a violation, but she didn't set the cameras up there. They were already there, and he just forgot. But I agree. It's like a violation, but it's like at what – oh.
You got to delete the login almost.
But the thing that – what I thought when you mentioned the fact that she set up cameras is like, how scary is it that people could just set up cameras anywhere you go? Like, yeah. I don't know if you do some weird shit. You're fucking picking your nose in a weird way and, like, I don't know, like kung fu fighting in the mirror. Like, it's just like – that's not cool to have someone watch you do weird shit.
Haven't
like
you, heard?
You pull your
the
pants
Airbnb
down.
Thing.
You pull your pants down to look at your fucking like butt for no reason. I don't fucking know weird shit. And like yeah. now they're like watching you. Like that freaks me out.
Haven't you guys heard about Ring cameras being hacked?
No.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that have had Ring cameras in their homes as like a break-in deterrent. And like if someone breaks in, then you see. And there were people hacking Ring cameras and being like, I see you.
Right. That's what I think so about creepy. The whole modern tech homes.
Yeah.
It's like your garage door you can open and close from your phone. Your lights, your everything you almost can control from your phone in certain homes now. You can unlock the door and
Black
let your dog
shit.
Out and they can come back in.
Well, did no one see the fucking Disney Channel original movie about
yes.
the smart house?
That scared the shit out of
fucking,
me.
Fucking the smart. Did you see it?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, like the smart house took over their lives and was holding them hostage. Like,
right.
I think technology is...
Don't go.
I think technology is great in so many ways, but I also think like... the more technology you have, like the more potential for problems and like threats, like even something so little.
Westworld.
Oh, Westworld. I love that show. But yes, crazy.
But I also
we're
get.
We're about to say more tech, more problems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More tech, more problems.
I think too, it makes sense though, if you have a house and you're gone for like you're on vacation. It is nice to have cameras on the outside. Like
oh, for
we
sure.
do. But then it's also nice to have cameras on the inside because
points it at the door.
A, if anything happens.
Doors.
B, you can always check. Like if it's a cabin or a house you don't or a place you don't go to a lot, you know it's not burnt to the ground. You know there's no flood.
Well, you can make sure no one's broken in.
Right. And there's very positive applications for these things.
I think if your partner knows.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a different story. Like it's your rental home. It's your home and you want security. Then your partner knows and you're both on the same page. But like secret microphones and cameras.
Well, so that I actually read a Reddit about that where this girl said that like she'd go back to her parents' house. She's older, like older enough to be like moved out, whatever. And she would go back to her parents' house with her boyfriend in the living room, would cuddle with him, make out with him, watch a movie, whatever, and found out later on that they had cameras and microphones in those rooms. And she's like, I didn't do anything like crazy, but she's like, it still makes me feel so weird that I didn't know that my parents were watching me.
That's weird.
And so it's just like, I don't know. And that's why I say like this person that I know who like zapped into the
boyfriend.
Yeah.
It's like boyfriend.
It's like, I don't blame her because it's just like, it'd be tempting when you're like, wait a minute, this login and like, I just moved out, whatever. But also it's just like, fuck, that's for sure. There's some lines that are like questionable right there, you know?
Yeah.
But I like how you said, I think when you get to that point, it kind of is the end. But then the hard thing too is if you confirm that nothing's going on, you almost kind of go back to normal, I guess.
If the person didn't know.
Yeah. So it's just like.
Yeah. But also like, I don't know. I think your trust at that point is like kind of shattered.
Yeah.
Like, do you ever really get it back? Or are you still like, okay, well, I didn't catch him this time, but.
And then if they find out, like, what, then their trust is shattered.
Just that's right. Like,
yeah.
That's right.
Yes.
So it's like, it's best to just maybe have the conversation if you're suspicious. But the hard thing is, you don't know if they're going to tell the truth.
Yeah. I know. That's why I think what you said is the best, is like when you know it's over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what if it isn't?
Then I think
it's definitely not healthy. You need to go to couples therapy.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I don't think it's necessarily like a, it's done. But I think there's definitely a big fucking red flag.
Some stuff to work through for sure.
Well, that is the Where Do We Go From Here episode. Just a random assortment of what the fuck stories.
Definitely what the fuck.
I feel like our responses were pretty on target with where do we go from
good.
Here.
Yeah, I think they were pretty good.
We were just kind of like, where do we go from here?
I'm feeling accomplished.
I'm just very happy to not be the subject of the stories. I feel just terrible for anybody that's involved because.
I know, these ones were tough. Same. These ones were really tough.
Literal nightmares.
What was the least nightmare one?
Maybe the placenta.
I love the placenta.
The placenta one honestly might be the best. Yeah.
All right. Let's all just think about placentas before we go to sleep tonight.
Placenta, placenta, placenta. No, I'm just kidding.
Not going to sleep again tonight. Here we go.
Justin's been having nightmares. We both have.
Same.
Oh my God. Maybe it's what's in retrograde. Something's wrong.
Nothing's been in retrograde for as long as I've been having them.
Something's wrong. I can feel it.
Months.
Something with the moons.
Like, we need to have like someone come energy cleanse our houses.
I don't know if it's a hot. I think it's just cleanse.
Cleanse. Cleanse the energy you don't align with out of your life.
Oh God. Okay. This was fun. This was
and
fun.
Break. And on that note.
On that note.
Thanks for joining us on another episode of Two Hot Takes, you guys. Bye.
You didn't do the thing.
Oh, what is
What's
it?
What's the thing?
Until next time.
Until next time.
Until next time.
Until next time.
Hey!
That was a good one. That was really cute.
I know. That was really great. I love that.
You can't leave that out.
That's like a baseball player, like home run and pointing to where it's going. That was good. Okay. Well,
cheers.
Bye.